Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some hoops. Wes Hall, who has a very deep voice and is freshly married. Congratulations, first
congrats,
of all, Wes.
Buddy.
The pictures look beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you much.
And I'm glad you didn't bite Ryan's head off. Ryan texted you on your wedding day to come on the show, and you're like, hey, man, I'd love to come on, but I'm about to walk down the aisle.
I'm literally waiting for my bride at the altar here.
Look, you guys are so cool. The last thing I could do is bite somebody's head off. But it was the most diplomatic schedule push that I could offer up. So thanks for being good sports about it.
Hey, we're giving away WWE tickets at the end of this segment. I'm just curious, before we launch in to the Wiz, who was your guy growing up in wrestling that you were acting like, you know, jumping around in your basement?
Oh, my. Man, to be fully candid, it probably had to be either the Ultimate Warrior. I was a high-energy kid that was all about destruction and terror. But, man, that was the golden era of wrestling. So, I mean, like, I'm a big fan of Sting. I was a big fan of Stinger. But put somebody in a figure four, I think I might have dislocated my brother's hips a couple of times trying that move. So, yeah, all the above. But Ultimate Warrior, yeah, pure energy, turn up, let's go.
The best promos that didn't make any sense at all.
What?
The signing, it's official. Signed, sealed, delivered, Bradley Beal here, awful lot of money, the years, et cetera. How do they build around him to get to where they think they can go?
Well, in my honest opinion, the way that you build around Brad is you understand what the Eastern Conference looks like right now. And looking at the landscape, and you get a guy like DeJounte Murray coming out of San Antonio to go to Atlanta, that tells you that the Eastern Conference is stacked with a lot of athletic guys who can play more than one position, kind of like a series of combo guards in that regard. So for Brad, putting him alongside, you know, Porzingis, you got Kuz, you bring in Monte Morris and Will Barton, you're looking at some guys that are a little more interchangeable, and it prevents such a real drop-off between the first and second units. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for guys to really come out and compete, because the East is tough regardless of what happens in Brooklyn, because that's just a crazy dumpster fire of chaos that I don't want any parts of.
Yeah, it's a mess. I guess it's a good thing we're not Brooklyn. We could say that.
We're not Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You just named five guys. Are those, in your mind, the projected starters? What do you think the lineup or the depth chart will look like now?
Looking at that, at the one, definitely I see Monte coming in as a starter. He's going to compete for that, but I think that's his, averaging 13 points last year in Denver himself. And again, both of he and Will coming over from Denver, they know Wes's system, so I'm happy there. Keep Brad at the two, Kuz at the three. You'll probably have Rui at the four, and Porzingis at the five. That seems to be an early projection right now, in my opinion.
So, Wes, one of the things that's driven me nuts here over the last several seasons, I'm fine with losing as long as it's for a purpose, right? Like, if you're not going to win games, for me, it can't be with vets. It's got to be with kids. It drove me nuts when, like, Troy Brown couldn't get minutes a few years ago. Now, it's not that he's the end-all, be-all, but for a team that's going to lose 55 games, I need my first-round draft pick to play. I look at this roster right now, it's pretty crowded in a lot of spots, especially on the wings with kind of this interchangeable basketball. Here's where I'm going. I like Johnny Davis. That guy can play a little bit. I think he can help you. Is he going to get enough minutes to make it worth our while?
I understand the argument for that, because it was the same question we had with Kispert. How much time is he going to get on a team that already had a guy shooting ahead of him like Davis Bertans when Bertans was shooting? The same thing with Denny. You know, plus you get Rui, and Denny's first two seasons are chaotic due to COVID and a lot of other stuff. When it comes to Johnny, think of it like this. Is it fair to put him in a situation with those other veterans on this team, Kuzma having already won a championship, Brad obviously wanting to get beyond the second round of the to the second and or further in the playoffs? Is it fair to put a young point guard in that situation? I don't think it is. Now, unless you get a dude like, you know, John Morant, and this is no shot at Johnny Davis, but unless you get a guy like John Morant who you know is just going to completely change the trajectory of your franchise overnight, I say it's not fair to put the young guy in that position. So having Monte being in front of him, Johnny can learn from him, and the skill set that Johnny has, especially at his height, and the fact that Johnny is really focused on defense, that's where I think he bodes well, and this is a good situation for him. But, yeah, he's going to have to work, especially in summer league, to go ahead and show that he's worthy of those minutes that he wants.
Wes, anybody else on the summer league roster that has someone super plugged in on this team you would tell me to keep a close eye on or that we should really be tracking?
Isaiah Todd. Took him a couple years ago, last year as a matter of fact, and the expectations for him are pretty high. He didn't get a lot of playing time, but you know, he spent a lot of time down with the Capital City Go-Go. This is his opportunity to shine. Another one would be Jaime Atenique. Jaime, we talked about him being the first Colombian player in the NBA. He's excited about another opportunity to continue to show what he's got and prove. So Jordan Shackle is another walking bucket, low-key. Keep my eye on him. I don't want to give you every name on the roster because that kind of defeats the purpose of the question. But if I had to give you one off top, look at Isaiah Todd and see how he works with Johnny Davis. I think that's a good sign for the future.
Wes, thank you as always, buddy. We appreciate the time.
Guys, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man. Talk soon. Darius, hit that commander sounder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.